This is Lauren.
Lauren.
In the UK. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Ryan is also here. Lauren.
Lauren. Can I just say, Lauren, that
hello.
When I said that Bridget is pregnant, we're expecting a child, you had the most unique response out of everyone. She messaged me and goes, congratulations on spreading your seed. All the best.
Wow, what a lovely thing to say.
Lauren, will you approve the podcast?
Of course I bloody will.
Yes. She approves of you spreading your seed.
Honestly, the thought of Ryan spreading his seed. Love it.
Righto.
Let's get into the podcast.
Let's get started, yeah.
Hi, this is Lauren from Plymouth in England, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up on today's episode, a little bit of feedback for Tony, or more of a feedback about Tony's Christmas Day. Which had grand plans, but you shared with us last week that it didn't turn out quite as well as you had hoped.
Yeah.
Now, lots of people who listened to the podcast have had some thoughts.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of chat about whether having a human baby and a dog baby is the same thing. And if there's one thing that'll fire people up on the internet, it's pets and parenting. And when you combine them.
Okay. I've got a defense for myself.
It sounds like it.
After. When we get to it, I feel like I've got a defense for what you're saying.
Okay.
But before we get there.
Before we get there, though.
I'll try and redeem myself retrospectively.
Yeah. No, I love this. This started last week.
So, yeah, last week I mentioned some adulting porn that I had. Torbs and I, over the break, we bought some beautiful new towels, some new pots and pans.
Oh.
We bought a high-pressure hose to wash down the backyard. It was a very sensual experience of three things that just fucking get you going as an adult.
Sensual and satisfying?
Satisfying.
I can't get no satisfaction. That guy obviously had never had a blower vac.
Oh, it wasn't a blower vac though. You keep saying blower vac. I didn't buy a blower vac.
I got blower vac on the mind.
I bought like a gurney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Very good. Yeah. We bought a Karcher one as well, you know. Spare no expense. It was the cheapest one.
Okay. Spare no expense on the cheap ones.
It was on special. Got a great deal. Anyway, I've got some more adulting porn that people have shared in our Facebook group. So Tony and Ryan on Facebook, if you want to join in the conversation or share normal or Nas, share your love to see it, everything comes from there.
Do I need to take a sip of this iced coffee and just calm myself down? What kind of, like, do I need to get ready for this?
You might need to. Maybe get a cigarette ready to have after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Mort, his adulting porn.
Is his name? just say Michael Mort.
Michael slowly. Mort. Videos of people painting road markings.
I fucking love that. And you know what? I don't know if I found it or the algorithm found me, but I'm getting them on the daily.
But thank you.
They're so good at it.
How do they get it right every time? Have you seen the one of like, he's like an older guy and he slaps the big rubber like stencil out and he just fucking zoop, picks it up, takes it away. Like, I could never do that.
I'd be putting the rubber down.
I'd paint it, but the rubber would shift. And then like the person that I was supposed to be painting would like have two heads because.
Do you think it's one of those things where the more you think about it, the harder it would be?
Yeah. You got it in one, I reckon.
Rock up and go, see ya.
And then it's right. Whereas I'd be standing there and I'd go, oh, well, do the outline first. And then, because they just stand with their like feet on the mat so that it doesn't shift.
Well, have you seen the guys without the stencil?
What do you mean?
They're just going freehand.
On the street.
Have you not seen that?
No, I haven't seen a freehand one.
I'm going to send. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh,
These stencil bros fucking lift.
In general.
Let me send you a stencil one.
What are they painting freehand?
Oh, sorry, a stencilless one. Like the when there's a...
Like in a bike lane, how the bike's there?
Bike lane.
They do a bike freehand.
Bike freehand. I've seen the wheelchair sign, you know, just when they're doing like a car park. Sometimes they'll do...
See, I've only seen all those ones with the rubber stencil.
Bro. I've seen... I think they're all in car parks because then there's like the crossing bit or the regular bit and yeah.
I'm on beginner road painting.
Yeah.
You're on intermediate. You're on expert.
I am. Thank you.
Fuck, I obviously haven't graduated to freehand yet. Yeah, I get that. I thought that Michael Mort meant the stencils.
Don't well, tell I mean, me what
they're
Michael,
all good.
Don't tell me what Michael Mort meant.
Well, I just thought that maybe Michael Mort meant the ones with the stencils. That's just what I thought Michael Mort meant.
Well, I think Michael Mort meant you need to see some more.
Yeah, Mort. Mort. Michael Mort.
Michael Mort. No, they need you to see some more. All right, what's next?
All right. The Big Twig shared that over the break, he did some adulting porn for his games and gaming collection.
Mm-hmm.
I bought new shelves to display the endless cases and special editions and storage towers for all my games. I'm going to show you a photo here.
I was going to say.
And I know that we're not gamer guys.
I want to support the Big Twig, but I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, look at all of these.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so there's like six like bookcases.
I waited till you stopped.
Just so shocked you had to cough.
What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Like four bookcases with all of the games lined up.
In order.
In order. And like for each different console. And all of the little figurines are like lined up in front of what games they like go with.
It's really neat and organized, isn't
it? Yeah. So I know that whilst we can't relate directly to the gaming thing, how good does organizing like a cupboard or a shelf feel when it's just cluttered with shit and you go, I'm going to give that a bit of a birthday.
I tell you what gets me going.
Oh, tell me.
Which is similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
Our mate Josh.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure at one stage his bookshelf was all colour coordinated.
Yeah, he still does that. Yeah.
I like that.
I like it too.
And when I saw it, I was like, yep, that's a bit of me.
And you go, I'm just going to buy 10,000 books so I can do that.
I can't read.
No.
But I will buy 10,000 books.
Use them as props. But it's good for authors. As an author myself, obviously, I...
Well, I've got your book.
Appreciate that.
I think
that.
Your book's in the garage at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah. On a shelf.
I'll get you a proper copy.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the moment, you've got like a PDF printed
out.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get you a proper one.
I was going to say that
$33
one.
$33 pre-order now.
I was going to say the one that's a printed out PDF won't look as good on the mantle.
No, no. And it won't have a coloured spine for you to put in colour-coded
it's
thing.
It's a binder from Officeworks.
It is. Yeah. It actually is, yeah. Yeah. Maddie Green shared some adulting porn. Getting a new mattress,
but
not day one mattress, like new mattress once it adjusts to your body.
Oh.
So you know when you get a new mattress and you go, oh, great, we've got a new mattress.
Yeah.
But it's not really good until like a couple of days in when you start to really like adjust to it.
Are you saying that you can buy one that's 3 days in?
No, but I think that the adulting moment is acknowledging it's not straight away that you need it.
I was going to say, I had questions like, well, who's wearing it in?
No.
What size and shape are they? Yeah. Do you know these people?
Do you find like a doppelganger of your exact body? And
you just
then
get someone that's 6'1", 105 kilo just to lay on that for 50 hours. Thanks, bud. Then send it over.
Yeah. That's like ultimate rich person shit, I feel.
That really is.
Imagine
isn't it?
That. Yeah, because you find someone the exact size and shape as me and get them to break my mattress in.
And while they're at it, I'll get the new couch. If they could just plonk themselves in front of the tally for 3 days.
Yeah, I'd love for my ass groove to be in there when I get the couch.
Ready to roll.
When Torbs and I got our mattress, it's a koala one, and we'd used like secondhand mattresses or ones that our parents had bought us and had moved with us house to house. But when we moved from WA to Sydney, we didn't bring anything. Like, we sold all of our furniture and mattresses and everything. And so we bought the koala like mattress in a box. Literally every night for a month, I said, oh, this is doing my back no end of good. Like, I just like couldn't get over the fact like how good a new mattress was.
Yeah.
And just like the adultingness of being like, oh, this is doing me like just favor after favor.
Yeah. I'll probably live an extra 5 years.
Yeah. Did you know that a good mattress, you know, you spend half your life asleep. You got to, but you know how that's like the cliche thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Well, I mean, one third of your life is spent in bed.
That, exactly. And you go, and then you go, oh, honestly, oh, every morning I'd wake up and I'd go, oh, that new mattress, that is changed my life. I was like, yeah, I fucking get
it. Yeah, you told me yesterday, mate. Yeah. Yeah. But the people that don't appreciate a good mattress are the people who have always had a good mattress. You and I, we've seen some things, man.
Oh, yeah.
We've fucking slept in some places.
Yeah.
And that's when you really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that because I wasn't allowed a double bed until I turned 18. Like that was like a rule that was in our house.
Then where did all your friends sleep?
So I had a single bed.
Yeah.
And then there would be like, we always had swags for camping and stuff. So it would be like put a swag down like on the floor next to my bed.
So you're bringing boys home being like, do you want the swag, mate?
Well,
it's hard to pitch a tent. Well, I'll just put these tent poles down through my carpet.
Yeah, you can fucking figure that out, mate. I'm going to sleep, though, in my single bed.
You were 18.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed a double bed. It was just, I don't know why, but yeah, and I think it was actually like my 19th birthday that I got a double bed.
19?
Yeah.
Daughter McDaughterface already has one.
A double bed?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, she'll be rolling. She has so much room. Yeah. She'll have all that space. And we had like a spare bed that was a queen. So like
just sitting there in the house.
Yeah, but I like wasn't allowed one until I was. Is this interesting? I don't know. My mum.
So
I really wanted. Okay.
So you're bringing these bros home, and they're sleeping in a swag on your floor, and there's a queen bed just sitting in some other room.
Or we're scooched together in my single bed. Pretty good excuse if you know what I mean. For
oh, we're so close anyway.
Yeah,
it'd save us room if you're inside me.
Yes, it would. What? I'm basically Murray Kondo.
If you fold it up and put it here. does this bring you joy? Yeah.
I say thank you in the morning and just send them on their way. So then when I finally got a double or queen bed, I just got the old mattress from the other spare room. I didn't get like a new mattress.
So and they then, deprived you for 19 years and then flipped you a second-hander.
Yeah.
That had been sitting next door for 5 years.
Yeah. And then when I moved out of home, that was the mattress I took. So I had like a shit mattress. So yeah, when I got the new one, I was like, oh, this is doing my back no end of good, like the whole time. I still say it now.
Doing my back no end of good.
Yeah.
No. Okay, right.
What?
It just took me a while to get my head around that. I don't think I've heard that saying.
No end of good?
Yeah. I grew up on the East Coast, mate.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I think I've told you about my mum's mattress and Dave Parsons, haven't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
30 years.
That it was that the mattress that you were conceived on, which is allegedly. So crazy. Yeah.
I've got something that's going to fucking do you in.
All right. You've got an adulting, a piece of adulting pornography. And I want to...
Just like Torbs did, I want to know if everyone's sitting down while they're listening. I know a lot of people listen to podcasts while they're at the gym.
Yeah.
Or going for a walk.
Yeah.
Maybe on the train, but, you know, you might be standing. If there's a spare seat, I would sit in it.
If you're driving, pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You think it's okay. This better be fucking good.
If you're flying a plane, land.
Pop autopilot on, let it do its thing. Fuck, this better, what is this? Yeah. This better be good. Am I sitting down?
Are you sitting down? Okay, imagine this. You're standing at your kitchen bench.
Not sitting. Sorry.
No, you're sitting as you're hearing the story.
Oh, sorry.
You're imagining this.
Okay.
You're standing at your kitchen bench.
Yep.
And you've got a big, juicy loaf of like a sourdough, like a thick sourdough, and it's not, you know, like a good old fashioned from the bakery, not from the supermarket.
Okay.
And you know how, like, when you get a really nice crusty bread, it's, like, delicious but, like, it's hard to cut?
Yep.
Not when you've got new knives.
Oh, yeah.
We got a new bread knife.
The serrated one.
Oh, my fucking God.
That'll change your life. That'll do your bread no end of good.
That'll do your bread no end of good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Fuck, yep.
You don't cut the bread. Gravity does.
Yeah.
It just falls through.
It slices through like salmon.
And tomatoes are in season.
Yep. Yeah.
We said this about your pots and pans last week.
Yeah.
You don't realize how shit your old pots and pans are until you get a new one.
100%.
You don't know how fucked your old knives were.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get new knives.
You know, you're way more likely to cut yourself with a blunt knife than a sharp knife.
Well, I'm not sure about that because as you and I know, I nearly cut my thumb off with the new knife.
Oh, I forgot about that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, because
it goes straight through.
Yeah.
So clean.
Well, they say that because if it's like a blunt knife, you're like trying to saw backwards and forwards.
No, that does make sense.
But yeah, so with a new knife, because it's easy and you can kind of glide through. But yeah, obviously, if a finger's in the way, it's going to.
Obviously, the bread still needed a little effort. And not a lot, like literally just the tiniest of ever.
Yeah.
But the tomato, I'm not even joking. It just fell, the knife just fell through and hit the chopping board.
Oh, like soft butter. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
And maybe it is nice that I'm in a position to get a new knife. But I've also discovered something because this is my new personality.
Yeah.
There's like a service. It's like a locksmith.
Yeah.
But he just comes out and in his truck he's got like a sharp, like a sharpening service.
Yeah.
And they'll just come over and go, "G'day, mate." They'll knock on your door and you go, "Here's my knife block."
Yeah.
And they'll just take it out to the van and kind of. Or sometimes in the supermarket.
Yeah. Our butcher does it.
The butcher.
Our butcher does it.
Yeah, he goes, "I'll just sharpen those up for you."
Yeah. You just take them in and they go, "Yep, all good."
And when they're just sharpening up, takes them, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Costs nothing. Sometimes I'll just fucking do it for you.
And because we, if you go to the butcher all the time, they'll probably, yeah, just take care of it.
Yeah.
If you're just going to do your shopping anyway, you might as well pick up your knives and a couple of bits of steak for dinner on the way through, on the way back. Fucking, you're making money.
You're making money. I implore everyone.
Yeah, that is a good one. If you can't buy new ones, at least sharpen them.
Get your knife sharpened and tell me all about it. You'll be splitting things open.
Glad we got those ciggies ready.
Light me up, dog.
Hi, this is Lauren from Plymouth, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
We were just talking about my knife, my new knife.
We were.
I cut myself quite badly with the new knife.
Yeah.
And
even though I just made a raging statement saying like, "Oh, well, you never cut yourself with a new knife."
But I want you to know how understanding Tony and probably just society in general is. A lot of people go, "Oh, what'd you do to your thumb?" And this is all I said. We got new knives.
Yeah.
And people just go, "Oh, okay, yeah."
Yeah, being there, yeah.
It's not, I didn't have to say I cut myself.
Yeah.
Didn't say what, I just went, "New knives." And they went, "Okay."
Yep. Yeah, he bit me. We're not talking about it.
Gotcha.
A big thank you to a few of our champion tappers on a lovely Monday. Hope you're having a great week already. And Irene Haldorson, thank you so much. Paige Brockman. Oh, Bockman, not Brockman. Sorry, not Kent Brockman from Springfield.
I was going to say, are they related?
Yeah. Paige Bockman, Carissa Vanderkroon, and Frankie Morales. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. You fucking love to see it. Hopefully we'll see you down the beach at St. Kilda this weekend.
This weekend.
Woo!
Hot Fun Garbage, Saturday the 21st.
Very exciting stuff.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, there's another, I hate to say I told you so. And that's all I'm saying.
Is this for me?
For someone.
Well, the podcast when called someone, Tony and Ryan, well, so I guess it's me.
Well, I called you out for something last week and I did the exact same thing about scoping out the parking. You know, I was like giving you shit about scoping out parking, then
yes,
I did it.
Yes.
And you're like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, tomorrow on the show we got some.
I hate that. Sorry.
That's coming up tomorrow.
If I apologise now, is it too late?
Yes.
Five episodes a week, mate. Lot to fill.
It's not anyone else that you need to apologise to. That's all I'll say.
Oh, okay.
Did you go paddleboarding on the weekend? Didn't think so.
Don't you follow me on Instagram? You're like, no, I muted you quite some time ago.
No, I'm off you. I see you enough during the week. Feedback on Tony's Christmas Day.
Now, is this just fucking shit on Tony Week?
No,
what's going on?
No, it's not. This is not negative feedback.
You know what, actually? I'm carefree. I'm paddling. I'm out in nature. I'm all good.
Here's something to work on.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says feedback, you instantly decide everyone's out to get you.
Yep.
Now, some may argue that's a learnt behaviour because of what's happened to you in the past. But I'm not that person. But just
thanks, actually, for that. Yeah, that's really nice. That's
a really,
really
quick recap. This is what Tony planned to do on Christmas morning.
Start a new tradition with my beautiful little family. Take Pippa to the beach. Have croissants on the beach. Have a little paddle. Have a little swim.
Beautiful.
Go home. Fall down onto the couch because we've been running about all morning and enjoying ourselves. And ha ha ha. Merry Christmas.
But instead, what actually happened on December 25th was?
Got in the car. Pippa pissed in the car. We got to the beach. She hated it. We were there for about 4 minutes. We got back in the car to take her to the dog park instead, like a consolation prize. She shat in my car on the CityLink, couldn't pull over. So she traipsed the shit all through the back of my brand new Audi. Merry Christmas, everyone. So we did still flop on the couch at the end because we were tired, but not for the carefree reason we expected.
Nicola.
Hi, Nicola.
Tarpa Nicola says, Pippa shitting in the Audi. Mother like daughter, I guess.
I was expecting this.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
So you once were just caught out, just a little bit.
Yep.
Caught out in a bad spot in your new car.
Yeah, I
christened it.
Had a really bad cold and I had eaten about 12 strepsils in about 30 minutes.
I'll get you.
Because I was at a doctor waiting for a doctor's appointment and you can't cough, obviously, in the doctors because of COVID, et cetera. Yeah, ate a lot of strepsils, got the runs, didn't realise.
We get it, mate.
Yeah,
we've been there.
Thank you.
Elise Campbell.
Hi,
wow.
Elise.
Now we just need Torbs to shit in the Audi and the whole family's had a go.
Maybe that's the tradition.
Next Christmas.
Who will it be?
Now, there was some chat about what it's like to be a parent. And then obviously dog mums, dog dads, like myself, I'm a dog dad at the moment, you know, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
But then people with human children somehow believe that that's harder.
Okay, here's where I think my defense comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about this, I said there was so much to organize, so much to do, like so fucking stressful.
We get it, mate, it's hard for you.
I can only imagine what it's like for human parents. I take my hat, is what I said. So just before anybody says, oh, you don't have any fucking idea because being a real parent is harder than being a poor parent.
What's that voice you're doing? Are you implying that parents have shit voices and are you less human?
Having a human child is
and
more
a rich fuckheads.
Having a bloody human child is
and Bogans.
Okay. Fucking hell, I can't win. Yep,
no.
Please say the thing.
Parents are on the internet, mate. You cannot win. You're right. Fuck, you're right about that.
RIP your DMs this week. It was mine. So next week, Ryan's chatting about parents on the internet feedback.
Feedback on the
what are you about
session.
To call fucking Drew Barrymore a boomer again, are you?
Oh, mate.
You
I'm
wouldn't
still
dare.
Getting DMs about that. You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't.
Fucking lay it on me.
First of all, I'd love to lay on you.
Ooh.
Second of all, Bianca, see, mate, you've jumped to conclusions and making assumptions over
okay.
there. Bianca says, parents who get on their high horse about pets being easier than children, nope. Tony's story describes parenthood 100%. Having all these plans and wanting to do stuff, but hey, sometimes nature and biology and plumbing gets in the way. I feel ya, says Bianca.
Bianca, thank you for being so. I thought I was going to get fucking red to filth just then.
Adriana.
Hi, Adriana.
Out for 2023. Parents of humans saying having a dog isn't anything like having a human child. That's out this year.
Oh, Adriana.
Says Adriana. Get fucked. Some of the shit I put up with, my dog literally sasses me. And some of the shit I have to clean up is fucked. So if you think your life's fucking easier, fuck you.
Whoa. We're all going through our own struggles.
Yeah.
So I appreciate.
And Adriana is definitely going through hers.
Yeah, Adriana, maybe Adriana wasn't having a good day when she, it sounds, the energy of that comment seems like maybe some of the shit that Adriana had to pick up was that day.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of anger, but there's venom in those words, I feel.
I'm guessing if Adriana had an Audi, there's shit in her car too.
Yeah.
You getting that vibe?
Yeah.
But she's on your side though.
Yeah, she is on my side.
Yep.
So I'll take the venom. We welcome the venom on our side.
Great.
In for 2023.
Supporting us. Supporting us?
Supporting us.
Supporting that ass. Regan Schwartz. What?
Supporting that ass. Oh, I feel so sad that people don't get to see the face you just made
okay.
at me. That was lovely.
An easy tradition. You could do it. Because then you were like, okay, we tried this beach tradition. It didn't work. Would you go back for round two?
I feel like.
That one's done. You need something else.
No.
Maybe it was just a bad day. Sometimes people have bad days.
Well, see, that's the thing. And I've been, I get actually served heaps of like parent TikTok and parent reels.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, if a child asks us for something, we feel like we can say, can you wait a minute? I'm finishing something. But when we ask for their attention, we expect it immediately. Mm. Like children have emotions and whatever yep. they're doing, whatever. So I feel like it's one of those things where maybe Pip was just having a bad day. She wasn't into it. We'll try it again.
She'd never been there. She didn't know what it was.
Exactly. So okay. I'm not going to force her, okay. but I'm also not going to hold it against her.
But there was a bit of chat of, okay, if a beach Christmas morning isn't our Christmas morning thing, what in, because you're very like, I want to start a new tradition. I want to start afresh. I want something to be out.
Yes.
So Regan says, an easy tradition you could do next year, because again, we're like, let's keep the yeah. barrier to entry low.
Yeah, maybe not pop her in the car.
yeah. So Pippa's going to learn how to stand up paddleboard on her own yeah. and then she'll sing a Christmas carol and that'll
slowly.
Be our tradition.
Yeah.
An easy tradition you could do next year would be breakfast and a Christmas movie all together on the couch. It requires zero water, so you're all, and we already know Pippa loves the couch. How good is this? To which Tony Lodge replied, yeah, but we do that every day.
We do, like, that's not a tradition to us because yeah. we spend a lot of time, like, for lots of families, I'm sure that if, like, not watching TV wasn't something that you did all the time, but, yeah. like, we watch TV a lot, like, we spend a lot of time on the couch together.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's not really, like, fun and different enough. Mm. Plus, on Christmas Eve, we all watched The Grinch together and, like, had a little ice cream. That was really nice. And we wore our matching Christmas pajamas. That was quite cute.
I don't know if I can just gloss over that.
The matching Christmas pajamas?
Yeah.
Do you want to see a photo?
And yeah. I mean,
oh, sorry, everyone. I'll find one.
And the Grinch and the ice creams. And
what? Don't you think that's cute?
Have I seen this on Instagram already?
The matching jammies?
Yeah.
No, I didn't post it.
Why not?
Because
you already knew what I was going to comment?
No, because everybody was posting matching pajama photos. And then I saw someone post, if I see one more fucking family matching pajama photo, I'm going to throw up. And I was like, you know what? This is actually, I'm enjoying this for us. It's not for Instagram. But I did
but
take
also,
this picture of us together.
That's fucking adorable.
Isn't it? Thank you. Little Pippi with her little hood on. We've all got our little hoods on. I'll share that in Patreon.
Please.
A belated Christmas gift.
So maybe putting the hoods on and having the ice cream and watching the same, like this, a specific, not just like a movie, but like we watch The Grinch every Christmas Eve.
Well, I do that anyway. I've done that for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So that's like my tradition that I've let Torbs and Pippa be in part
oh.
of. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right on. All right, well, the search continues. The search continues. Tony, have you got it? You love to see it.
I do. Oh, letting them be part of our tradition. Alexandria shared this in our Facebook group, and I thought that this was not only a love to see it, but maybe something that you should think about.
Okay.
Alexandria shared, I'm 40 weeks pregnant this week.
Whoa.
And my, yeah, so like fucking about to pop.
How do you know? You were psychic.
Someone actually did reply and said, Tony Lodge could predict when you'll be giving birth.
Are you going to predict the
yes,
birth of
100%.
My daughter?
I'll be able to tell. Alexandria, 40 weeks pregnant this week and my loving fiance voluntarily shaved and groomed all of the areas I couldn't reach and see. Hashtag true love. You love to see it.
That is a special thing to do.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because obviously like, it's not like time to be like sexy times, but it's also like a lot of people are going to be looking at a lot of angles and crevices.
Yeah, and,
like, and
you just need to feel comfortable. So yeah, whether it's
the last thing
shaving
I do
it
is,
or not shaving it, yeah. if that's the thing that you want to do,
the last
you need
thing
help.
I want to do is be feeling self-conscious and you
about
know,
my haircut.
Something else to be worried about. Yeah.
And I
well
just,
done. I do love to say that.
Because obviously I'm
well, not
picturing,
like actually see, but like,
yeah.
I'll have to hear of that.
I'm picturing Alexandria,
yep.
pregnant as fuck, crying in the shower. That's how I'm imagining yep. this kind of happened. And that
not
her
everyone
fiance
lives their lives
came,
like you, Tony.
My new tradition. And I'm imagining the fiance walking in and yep. going, I can help with this. Like, I yep. can, like let yep. me assist you. And I think that is just so lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah. You fucking love to see. Remember when I first got Invisalign, I couldn't take my retainers out and Torbs bit that bit of skin off my finger?
I've been trying to forget it every day.
It's very sweet.
Every time I see Torbs, I think of that moment.
It's the kindest thing ever.
My love to see it is this lady. She over here, she still lives with her mum.
Yeah.
And when I say lady, I think like teenager. She overhears her mum going to like the apartment next door and like knocking on the door and being like, hey, mate, I was just wondering if we could borrow some salt.
Oh.
Because, you know, old neighbourhood value.
Cup of flour, whatever. Borrow yeah. an egg kind of thing.
But the teenage girl's like, I know for a fact we've got salt. Like, what the fuck's going on over
oh.
there? Like, what's actually happening there?
She's snooping.
She's like, yeah, it's like, is this a fucking cover for something? Is salt a fucking keyword? Is my mum on drugs? Fucking. Yeah.
Bath salts.
Or is she just asking for an excuse to fucking scope out the, yeah, like.
Snooping.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
So she's just like.
What are you doing, mum?
What's happened there?
Yeah.
The mum says, oh, those neighbours have had a bit of a rough patch. They're struggling. I think the mum next door has had her hours reduced.
Oh.
Because a lot of people, not laid off, but like, which yeah. is actually worse because if when you get laid off, you get a payout, right?
Mm.
And then you can go apply for a job. But when they've reduced your hours, like, I don't know. And there's been a few times because they've got a few younger kids where the mum's actually come around and gone, hey, we're fucking skint. Have you got like some bread or some milk? Maybe we can like,
yeah.
you know, I'll get it back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mum goes, yeah, it's cool. So then every couple of weeks she goes over and asks for some salt that she doesn't need because she doesn't want the other lady to feel like she's just like taken all the time.
Oh, so she's doing her a favour by like,
it's like oh, yeah.
paying her back.
Kind of,
yeah, yeah like, but oh, salt is so inconsequential that it's like.
Yeah, because imagine you're going to ask for something and I think you're kind of like, oh, if you're just like always asking for a favour, then totally. You're just like. And you feel a bit uncomfortable and you're a bit embarrassed, but like, no, I need you as much as you need me. We're neighbours who help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've given you some stuff from the kitchen. Sometimes you've given me stuff from the kitchen. So every few weeks she goes and asks for a little bit of salt and that's why she does it.
That is fucking lovely.
Yeah.
I've said this before, accepting gives to the giver. When yep. somebody offers you something, it's because they want to help, not because they're just like trying to fucking be rude or
yeah.
empty offer or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you not think that maybe the neighbour's going... What's the, is it a code word? Is the mum on drugs? Is she hoping, you know, she's going, fuck, they use a lot of salt. Like,
does everyone use salt and cooking? But yeah, right there.
How's their cholesterol? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think that the neighbour's going, fuck, they're using a lot of salt? Buy some.
Well, maybe.
It's $3 a box. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
do you think someone who had to ask for bread and milk is being like, what the fuck's this bitch, go buy her own salt?
No, but she's probably just not. What do you need? Like, what? If you needed it last week, like.
Are you judging her?
No, I'm just saying that the neighbour's probably going, what's up with Janine from next door?
I thought Janine from next door was lovely, and now you're making her out to be the villain.
No, she's not the villain at all.
Well,
I'm
it turns out
that
she was scoping out the place and she robbed the people blind next week. She keeps coming around for salt. Where's my VCR?
Yeah. VCR? What, did she steal it from the past?
What have you stolen? A decade?
No wonder they don't have any money. They spent it all on a time machine. Going back in time, steal a fucking PCR.
What happened to all your wage? Yeah. A time machine?
Yeah. Oh, this DeLorean I bought. Fucking go back in time. I like that laugh. That was fun.
Yeah, anyway. So anyway, just to clear it up, I'm yeah. pretty sure that she just was happily gave the salt and was not robbed.
Okay.
Just to really tie off any loose ends there.
VCR's intact. They're still able to watch The Little Mermaid VHS.
Blues Brothers. Far out.
All right.
See you tomorrow. See you next Tuesday. Tomorrow. I told you so.
Oh.
Tabitha Lodge. Look out.
Tabitha Louise Felicia Tony Lodge.
Yeah, full name tomorrow. Actually, when with Daughter McDaughterface, we're thinking of like names and we're testing them out like Daughter McDaughterface, but also like Daughter McDaughterface.
Yep, you got
to
do both.
It has to work on both things.
Uh-huh. And also it has to work like Merry Christmas, love from Ryan, Bridget and Daughter McDaughterface. You know, like it has to sound good.
Yep.
That's how I judge things. Like, that's when I was thinking about naming Pippa. It was the same. I was like, what's that? Like, Tony Torbs and Pippa. Oh, yeah, great.
So
Pippa!
So tomorrow, there's a, I hate to say I told you so, including Tony, Tabitha, Felicia, Louise, Lodge. See you tomorrow.
Was that supposed to turn me on?
No, but is it working?
Yeah. Give me another ciggy.
We're running out of...
We are. We've smoked a lot today.
Smoking's
bad.
For two people that don't smoke, yeah. I've never smoked more than I have on this podcast. See you, mate.
Love you, bye.